It is told of the late Harold St. John, well read and spirit taught in the Word, that one approached him after listening, and thrilled by the rich exposition in the ministry of the Word, "Mr. St. John, I would give the world to have your knowledge of the Bible." With a smile, Mr. St. John replied, "That's exactly what it cost me." Friend of mine, are you familiar with the Word of God? Do you know its message? Do you know what it has to say for you and for those about you today? The Bible is called the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians 2. It's called the Word of Christ in Colossians 3. It's called the Word of the Spirit in Ephesians 6 and 1 Timothy 4. It's called the Word of His righteousness in Psalm 119. It's called the Word of His grace in Acts chapter 20. The Word of Reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5. The Word of Life, Philippians 2. The Word of the Truth of the Gospel, Colossians 1. The Bible is called the Faithful Word in Titus chapter 1. It's also called the Engrafted Word in James chapter 1. The Milk of the Word in 1 Peter 2. And the Word of Prophecy in 2 Peter chapter 1. For those of us who know the Lord Jesus as Master, Savior, and Redeemer for every saint of God, and that's what a Christian is. A Christian is called a saint. Saints in the Bible are those who are Christians. Paul refers to the saints in Colossians and the saints in Ephesus. And at any rate, those of us who are His children, His servants, His saints, the Bible has an injunction for us. First of all, from 2 Peter, we are to preach the Word. From Philippians 2, we are to hold forth the Word. The psalmist said in 119, we are to love the Word. In Revelation 3, we are taught to keep the Word. Over and over, we are taught to hear the Word. From Colossians 3, we are taught to let the Word dwell in us. In Acts chapter 17, we are to search the Word. And John 15 tells us to remember the Word. Psalm 119 says, trust in the Word. And again, the same psalm, delight in the Word, and meditate in the Word, and rejoice in the Word, and speak the Word. Yes, friend of mine, the Word of God is valuable, it's precious, and it's priceless. It has been written on the flyleaf of many Bibles. This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. The Bible was written as holy men of God were moved by the Spirit of God to tell us the truth of God. The truth of God is simple. The truth of God tells us that we are sinners by nature, by choice, and by practice. The Word of God tells us that, on the other hand, our God is holy. And the holy God cannot wink at sin. He cannot let sin get by without judging it, without dealing with it. And friend of mine, the Word of God tells us that on one occasion, He dealt with sin in the person of God the Son, the Lord Jesus, when He died in ignominy and shame, when He died pouring out His blood to give us eternal life. And either today or in the past, you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and He has forgiven you of every sin. He has pardoned you. He has redeemed you. He has set you free. And He will take you to be with Him in heaven. Or you have, in the past, rejected Christ, and will again reject Him, and eventually die in your sins. And because you refuse the judgment that God paid for when Christ died on the cross, then you'll be cast off into the eternal burnings, according to the Word of God, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Friend of mine, either you take the judgment that was wrought at Calvary when God the Son died, or for all eternity, God's wrath and judgment will be poured out upon you, who rejected the Christ who died and was resurrected, that you might have eternal life. Heed the Word of God. Believe its message. Christ says He'll save you if you'll trust Him. Amen.